You're listening to Waddle and Sylvie.
ESPN 1000 and now on FM at 100.3 HD2.
This is Chicago's home for sports.
This is Waddle's World.
And in Chicago,
give you a
Tom Waddle.
Start.
He can't run. He's not fast, but he gets open.
Bears legend.
Amazing.
Nine career TDs in the NFL.
He caught everything that was thrown and took every hit that they could give him.
Tom Waddle.
Let's get weird.
Welcome to Waddle's World. Come inside.
Let's get weird.
What?
No, but when I said 10, you go, eh.
What's that mean?
I'll give you the 10th one when you wear the white, the cream jeans.
No, excuse me?
The cream jeans.
That's when you're going to acknowledge a touchdown that I had in the postseason. Until yes. then, the touchdown didn't happen.
The 10th
was the most important.
Was it?
Like that? Yes. It was his postseason touchdown.
I would argue that the first one was the most important.
I will argue that as well. That's the most significant play in my career.
There you go.
But the last one.
And if
you know
don't
what?
Forget
if
the
my
one
guy,
in the Super Bowl.
Harbaugh, he overthrew me a couple of times in that Cowboys game, playoff game.
Hopefully, if they win this weekend,
he's
we
won't
have him on.
Yeah. Are you guys done with me now?
We can't hold him.
Never.
No,
Harbaugh.
That's
like
Harbaugh.
Yeah, he told us last time we had him on. This has been great.
We were asking him. It was in the days of, like, I think the Treehouse recruiting visit. We're asking him about all that and recruiting. And then
you done with me?
We were asking a question. Yeah, and then he's like.
He grew tired of us. Waddle's World is brought to you by our great partners at Wintrust Community Banks. They are Chicago's banks. To find your nearest Wintrust Community Bank, visit wintrust.com/findusmemberFDIC. You just tried to cancel out my only postseason touchdown with a, I'm a touch offended. I'll get over it in five minutes.
One in the Super Bowl in 85 was much more significant.
Chris, I'm told we've all talked about this.
Yeah.
We have a holiday parody song that is a touch controversial.
It's got some controversy.
Yeah.
So here's
a big thing
story.
To yesterday.
So explain this to us.
So Trey Tunes, big submitter. He comes to all the remotes.
All the remotes.
There's one tomorrow.
I think he's the most dedicated listener we have.
Absolutely.
It might be.
When it comes to
coming out and joining us for live broadcasts at different locations.
Howard Street Inn tomorrow in Niles.
I think there was one weekend
Name somebody that has been to more remotes of ours since we went back out on the road.
I think there was one weekend he went to three of them.
Yes,
if I'm not
he comes
thinking.
Out to you guys on Saturdays too, doesn't
and
he?
And did he sleep over at JR's house?
I think he did. Yes, I think so.
I think he crashed there for a little bit while I was waiting for someone.
Did he really?
He needed like a place to stay for
a minute.
I wasn't
kidding.
Yeah.
It was in between.
Wait,
it was in between events for shows.
Yeah.
The weekend that he went to three events, we believe he spent time resting.
Because he went to
JR invited Trey Tunes over to his house to rest.
Yeah, just for a little rest.
To have a nap.
A little sesh.
That's a true relationship right there between Trey Tunes and ESPN 1000.
So I get this song. Trey Tunes submits it, emails it to me to run it by me first. And I listen to it. And normally what we do is we run the controversial songs by our boss. Okay, I like my job. I don't have fountain money.
See, Waddle, we have a 7-step process here in the studio, and then once the song gets past all 7 of those steps, we have to send it to a higher power.
Yeah.
For instance, like in the past, Poop Knife.
We
were only allowed to play that once, and then it was supposed to.
Yeah. Poop Knife, we were told we couldn't play it again. That one, we were like, let that one go.
That's why we've played it so frequently since changes.
Well, yeah.
And I told our new boss about it. I educated our new boss on the story of Poop Knife. The actual story and how it came to be.
What did he have to say?
He loved it.
Yeah. So I sent our new market manager, Keith, I wanted to email him. I wanted to say to him, hey, Keith, there's this song that Trey Tunes wrote about JR. And one time on Cap and J Hood, they got a tweet from a guy to JR that said, hey, JR, my wife thinks you're...
Likes his beard.
I like the cut of your jib.
Yes.
And I would like to watch her and the jib. And so I couldn't type this in an email because then I felt weird typing in an email.
You didn't want a paper trail.
Wanted to watch JR and his wife. No,
he offered his wife in exchange for him to watch,
yes.
Right?
Yes. And so then I called our boss and I said to him, hey, so here's the thing. Welcome to ESPN Chicago. This is going to be happening a little
bit.
Damn glad to meet you. Here's a song I need you to listen to and let me know whether or not we can play it because I like my job and I don't want to get suspended and or fired. And he was like, all right, let me listen to it. And then we saw him last night at Second City and he was like, hey, could we maybe edit it a little
make
bit?
Make some modifications to it.
To make it seem, well, like we can't say things that are said in the song over and over and over and over and over and over again.
Were you surprised that Trey went where he went as frequently as he did?
No. I mean, it's part of the chorus.
So this is his first good entry of the year, but it's controversial. He's been off his game a little bit.
But he'll be on our remote tomorrow.
Okay.
Of course he will be.
Yeah. Love the guy.
All right. You guys ready to listen to this?
Let's debut this.
Is this a long one or a short one?
Medium.
It's medium-sized.
Trey Tunes. I will edit myself the word. So it's blank. My wife.
It's a Trey Tunes parody. Hey. Let's go. Let's get it. Y'all ready for this one? Come on. Let's do it. Hey, JR, it's me, Big Stanky Lick from Twitter. I have a proposition that you just might consider. Hey, you my wife, my wife. It's called I hope you don't mind if I am in the corner watching. We saw you surfing through the crowd. Gliding like a cloud. We both were pretty high from smoking on that loud. And we had an idea that we were hoping you might want to take a few shots of screwball and get a little nutty tonight. Can you my wife? My wife,
will ya?
My on JR, my wife, my wife. All joking aside, my wife's a big fan and really would love him. My wife, my wife. How could you say no? We were hoping for an answer, so what do you say, JR? Let's go! Let's go!
That's the best part of it, the let's go reference.
Jingle bells?
So there you go, guys.
Are we going to jingle bells?
This is another case of...
This has gotten out of control?
No, well, yes. If it wasn't Trey Tunes, we would have cut that off after 15 seconds. But we like Trey Tunes, and he's huggable and lovable, and he supports the show.
So he's giving us great T-shirts as well.
I don't think that was even that good. I don't. That's me. And you say that
I couldn't tell initially whether or not it was a Christmas song, and then I kind of felt the jingle bells chorus could be in play.
Yeah.
Yeah. That I don't. I mean, like.
Yeah.
I'm with you. I don't think it was. I don't think it was.
Do we need
anything
an intervention
special.
Again? Do we need an intervention?
Like, we had to have one.
I thought we rallied on Tuesday.
Yes.
I thought we had a great Tuesday. I thought they were good, Chris. Maybe my bar is low again. When you only have six more shows next Friday, a week from tomorrow, is the end. And I think
so far I'm underwhelmed. I'm just going
to
say
you guys want to listen to some more? We got a whole bunch of songs here today.
You got another one?
How about this? Joel C. gives us the Bears Broke parody.
Oh, God. The Bears Broke the Holiday parody. Best contest of the year. They suck so bad, now we're all mad, and all we do is jeer. All our songs are about Matt Nagy and Ryan Fiss's picks. Although they'll soon be gone and not too long, it's another kick to the d- Oh no, another Bears song. It's a never-ending loop. Are the days all gone when we could hear a song that sings about just poop? The songs will be better next year.
Hopefully.
Because Chicago teams will suck. The Cubs will blow with their low cash flow, and the Hawks can't score the puck.
Okay.
I'm losing faith again.
Are you really?
I'm losing faith. My faith meter is heading towards the other extreme.
What about? I know what my favorite. I know who I'm voting for. I know what my favorite is. Still, so
we still have time.
No, I'm saying like right now. Like if it ended today, if it ended at 3:45 on December 2nd,
who's getting it?
Oh,
the guy with it.
Wait, don't tell.
No, don't say. I would say this. Since we vote for five, I don't think I could. I can't give you more than two.
Oh
to
no!
Be honest,
I think we could do a. I think tomorrow we should do the best we've gotten so far. I can name 5 to 7 songs I like.
No, but if you were submitting your vote, like this was the vote for the Hall of Fame and you had to fill out a little ballot, I don't know if I'd feel comfortable writing 5 down.
I don't think that we'd have 5 in the class.
I think I get the $1,000 for having to listen to all these.
I don't think we could induct 5.
All right, you pick a couple new ones that we've gotten and play them on the... Can we play them on the other side here?
Sure, yeah.
312-332-3776 if you want to react. Waddle's down about this.
I am.
You could submit the songs at ESPNParody.com. I think it's still early, right?
It is early. I'll agree with you that.
You could still salvage this whole thing. There have been many times in years past where Waddle will look at me in the office and say, is this Jump the Shark? Are we done with this? Is this it? Is this the last year?
We're about to hit the ramp right now.
And then they stabilize.
Okay.
And then they save it.
I agree with you that there's still time. I do not agree with your assessment that there have been a bunch of good ones.
I think there are 5 to 7 good ones in my book, at least.
I want to get into your Hall of Fame.
All right. It's Waddle and Selvey.
You're listening to Waddle and Sylvie on ESPN 1000.
Chicago's home for sports.
Follow at Waddle and Sylvie and at TWaddle87 on Twitter.
Let's try to get this train back on the tracks.
Someone sent us the Fonzie video of him jumping the shark.
Yeah, I said we're about to hit the ramp.
We're getting close.
Yeah. We've got time. We can still make this happen.
Look, we got $1,000 cash along with those 4-day VIP passes to Country Thunder.
Yes.
2 of them. And the $50 gift card to Shady Rays and those Sox tickets. It's a good prize. Where are last year's winners? Are they laying in the weeds? Crafting and measuring up what's out there?
I don't know. But I'm hoping for another show tune from them.
Ed Cook has delivered a couple good songs already.
Yeah? Where are the angry guys?
What's Holzhauer? What's his name?
Guy from Jeopardy?
James. Jason Holzworth?
Yeah, hey, Jason Holzworth.
Yeah.
It did sound like the Jeopardy
song. Oh, your glasses.
What do you think I was still?
Don't, your Twitch can see you. Looks like you're doing something else.
Yeah, it does look different on Twitch, Waddle.
I'm not worried about
Someone
it.
Someone should clip that.
Yeah.
Someone said, too, the camera was up during the break that I looked tired. I am exhausted today. I am.
Don't stop now.
No sleep.
Don't stop now.
Well, none. Let's play some parody songs.
Yeah,
to wake
let's
you up.
Do it.
I am tired.
You know, and I kind of disagree that it's Jump the Shark. I just think it's to go to a different old reference. It's like a box of chocolates. Sometimes you just never know what you're going to get submitted.
Well,
right?
Start giving me some chocolates that don't taste like crap.
Give me some bubba gum shrimp.
All right. Well, how about let's go with. Well, do you guys want a 4-pack of songs called Immunized? Because I've got 4 different songs named the same thing.
But here's my question.
Give me the worst
question. Why, Waddle, are we holding it against people who are coming up with the same idea? The Aaron Rodgers thing is a timely topic.
Play me a good one.
Play the best one.
Play me a good one.
We'll play one. Here you go.
Play me one that you consider to be better than the others.
I don't know if I could rank them at this point. Andrew Z. Here's Andrew Z, Immunized.
Oh, Aaron Rodgers got the COVID.
Oh, we play this one, right?
Yeah, that's the thing.
Here's Jeff C.
Not bad.
Are you vaccinated, and what's your stance on vaccinations?
Yeah, I've been immunized.
I'm immunized, I'm immunized. No mask at the press conference. I'm immunized, I'm immunized. No mask at the press conference. No sense of smell or sense of taste. Ask me why, I'll lie to your face. I'm immunized, I'm immunized. No mask at the press conference. I'm immunized, I'm immunized.
Everybody knows.
Time to bring in Jordan Love. I'm immunized, I'm immunized.
Can we hear the next one?
Time to bring in Jordan Love.
All right, Jason, Holdsworth.
It's a sack now. You've been sacked. Too slow developing. You got to get to the good stuff right away. You can't beat around the bush.
You said sacked, right?
Sacked. Okay. It's like you're just waiting, burping the baby. And you know what's going to happen?
Baby's going to puke on you.
Right, because someone is going to smash you.
Jason Holdsworth, he gives you immunized.
Beating up the Bears for the past decade. I've owned them all my life. Because I am so great, but uh-oh, something's wrong. Got a fever and a cough, and my toe, it hurts a lot, so I'm gonna show it off. Oh, immunize, immunize, I swear I did, you guys. I don't want to debate, so I'll claim I'm vaccinated. Immunize, immunize, hey, I didn't lie. But now it looks like I've been caught, so I should have just gotten the shot. A discount double check.
What's next?
Nope.
He's really good. That was not a great one for him.
Nope. How about this? Peter Tsai ditching Waddle's Hall of Fame.
That's better.
Oh, Sylvie, you got a dilemma tonight. Gonna find out if you're loyal or nice. Will you ditch Tom Waddle's Hall of Fame?
Yes.
But I got two Bulls tickets. It's against those hated Knicks.
Good voice.
For once, the Bulls aren't bad, they're good. And it's joking, no one night. Oh, Sylvie, you got a dilemma tonight. Gonna find out if you're loyal or nice. You ditched your friend Waddle's Hall of Fame.
It's better.
Yeah, better.
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 But a good show topic. Yeah.
What about Lee brings us Sid the Stat Monster?
We've had Harbaugh and Kramer, McMahon and Trubisky. Cutler,
this one's a slow burn.
And others who made me take up whiskey.
Slow burn.
But do you recall the Bears' greatest QB of all? His name was Sidney Luckman. He went to all of three Pro Bowls. And if you ever saw him, you might be a century old.
Okay, that's good.
None of our other QBs had thrown so many INTs. 30 in a 12-game season. Surpasses even Matt Barkley. Still, of all his passes thrown, he completed 52%. If Aaron Rodgers were to match that feat, he'd have to miss on his next 1,755 attempts. Oh, how our franchise loves Sid. Though we shouted out with glee when the Bears drafted Justin, who, if he just averages 19 touchdown passes over 8 seasons, will go down in history.
See, all right. I think that's great because it shows you how stupid this all is with the Bears, that we still mention Sid Luckman. And how low the bar is for the all-time greatest quarterback in the franchise's history.
I would say the best of what we've seen today. Best of what we've had today.
I like that. Put that in the good bin.
By the way, real quick, I have a nuttiest story of the day brought to you by Screwball Peanut Butter Whiskey. All I'm going to do is read you the headline and send you to read it. Scientists have made a plastic cup out of salmon sperm.
Oh, no, I need to hear that now. We got to hear that coming up next, all right? And then I want to bring a Bears topic to the table that is hot across the country. This is a Bears topic that is gaining steam across the country. We will debut that in 2 short minutes.